When I turned 16, my coach started giving me pills.
Anfang 16, also mit Beginn meines 16.
He showed me the pills. They were wrapped in silver foil.
East German Heidi Krieger wasn't expecting that training for the Olympic shot put team would entail the lifting of pills as well as weights.
And he told me they were supplements, that everybody took them.
In einer Silberfolie verpackt.
There was nothing to worry about, and that I needed them.
Und die nimmt jeder, und das ist nicht
Back then, I trusted my trainer, so I took them.
Und ich
but I didn't know what they were.
Her coach and trainer knew they were performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, hormones, and other pills that would make Heidi bigger and stronger. They eventually put her on hormone treatments that altered her body's metabolism. And eventually, Heidi Krieger underwent a sex change to become Andres after years of doping.
I don't think there's one particular person I can blame, because back then the system was interlinked. The pharmaceutical company produced these pills and gave them to the sports doctors, who in turn gave them to the coaches. I think it's the system itself I would blame for what happened to me.
That system helped the little country of East Germany to place second in the medal count at the Olympics in the 1988 Summer Games in Seoul. Leading the medal count was the Soviet Union at 132. The United States placed third. Robert Edelman is professor of Russian history and the history of sport at the University of California, San Diego. He's also a director of the Wilson Center Project, the global history of sport in the Cold War. We reached out to him to comment on this week's revelations that Russia may be taking a page from the East German playbook and its use of performance-enhancing drugs to resurrect some of those old feelings of the Cold War.
Any place that is outside the trajectory, or you would say maybe the orbit of the West, has some of those feelings, and certainly starting very early in the Cold War, right from 1945, they became aware that cultural diplomacy was a way to project an image of the Soviet Union to a third world, a post-colonial world, with which they were competing against the United States for support. We call it hearts and minds. So success at sport was something that they were able to use to their advantage.
Do the Russians, and particularly in the Soviet period, do they view the issue of doping and performance-enhancing technology differently from the way we might in the United States or in Europe?
You would be surprised that there's a lot of symmetry there, even as early as the late 40s, early 50s. Both sides are very much interested in figuring out ways to enhance their performance. And remember, none of this stuff was illegal at that point in time. So pharmacology was just one part of the process that went on globally.
The accusations on the table today describe a state-sponsored doping culture in Russia. There's a marked difference in a tacit acceptance of something that everyone views as a norm, as like, oh, everybody does it, so we do it, versus an explicit driving of doping to raise the standards of athletes. Do you know which it is in Russia right now, and what was it back then?
A state-sponsored is a kind of remnant from the Cold War as a concept that explains the way people behave. So there are all these levels between Vladimir Putin and the athlete training in Saransk or someplace like that. And I would say if there's a linchpin to this, it's that kind of middle level of coaches who are responding to officials, who are responding to ministries, who are responding then eventually to the highest level of power. So not exactly directly state-sponsored in the way the GDR was, but nevertheless, there's a high level of complicity all the way around. And of course, that speaks to another part of this latest episode, which is the endemic corruption, which is something that you had in the Soviet period. It wasn't like the Soviet period was clean. This is just a new variation of what was going on in the past.
Robert Edelman is professor of Russian history and the history of sport at the University of California, San Diego.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.